With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two people are recovering after Christmas Eve subway slashings in New York City. Started inside Grand Central subway station around 10:15 Christmas Eve night. Police say Jason Sargent slashed a man on his wrist in the station while yelling. Then officials say the 28-year-old Flatbush resident tried to stab a woman in the neck. Both should be okay. Sargent's under arrest, facing a list of charges. The future of TikTok's on hold. Congress holds the key. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The battle over the future of TikTok is creeping back onto the Hill. 8 months after Congress forced the sale or closure of the Chinese-owned social media platform, a January 19th deadline for action is looming, and lawmakers are weighing in on both sides. Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky are asking President Joe Biden to invoke a 90-day extension, citing, quote, the law's uncertain future and the consequences for free expression. The uncertainty surrounds a Supreme Court review of the law, set for oral argument on January 10th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, new regulations have come into force in Vietnam requiring social media users to be clearly identified, which critics say is an attack on free speech.
In communist-ruled Vietnam, where traditional media outlets are subject to heavy censorship, social media platforms play an important role, allowing the spread of information outside government control. But users will now have to register their name, date of birth and phone numbers, or ID numbers. Companies such as Facebook and TikTok could be forced to hand over individuals' data. Vietnam appears to be following the methods of its neighbor China, as it tries to further restrict what people can say on the internet.
Authorities are investigating after a person was found dead in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane on Maui. This is SRN News. New study finds Muslim countries are the worst for religious freedom. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has completed its latest global survey of restrictions on faith, and its list of nations where things are especially bad is dominated by those that are Islamic. Over 70% of the list are mostly Muslim countries, including such bad actors as Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. The rest of the nations that restrict religious freedom are predominantly communist, including China and Vietnam. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The battles over abortion in America are increasingly focusing on the pills that are now the most common way pregnancies are ended. Texas has sued a New York doctor over a prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and some other Democrat-controlled states have passed to protect abortion doctors. This is SRN News. A quick check on Wall Street.
A survey shows small business owners are feeling more optimistic about the economy following the election. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index rose by 8 points in November to 101.7, its highest reading since June 2021. The Uncertainty Index declined 12 points in November to 98, following October's pre-election record high of 110. Today, shares were lower in Tokyo and Shanghai, two of only a handful of world markets open on Christmas Day. Oil prices rose on Tuesday. Stocks on Wall Street closed higher in a shortened holiday session. American Airlines shook off an early loss and ended mostly higher after the airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.